Okay, so I had a bit of a hesitation in terms of picking the topic because my original plan was to do something that we would have started yesterday and finished off today in terms of Amud Yomi, because we will actually see it for the first time today in Amud Yomi after we've done this shir. So I was not certain if to continue the same shir, but not necessarily that we should, because mainly because the topic is very, very important in terms of understanding the fundamental nature of Goel Adam. Right? What does it mean that somebody who kills accidentally has to, or gets banished, or goes to Golos to, and you're a miklat? What's the character of that obligation? What's the point of it? And given the whole point of this is to do all that sort of thing, I figured we'd go ahead and do that. So, I printed off actually most of the Gemara for you. Okay, so, I'm going to give you the dinim outside and I'll read the Gemara where I think it's necessary, because we'll see it all in Amud Yomi as we go along, so I'm not, there's no need to read it all inside, now. In terms of dinim with Goel Hadam, right, so there are a number of dinim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah we will read inside, right? Look at the Mishnah, it says, Mishen Nigmar Dinoi Shel Kohen Gadol, it's on the second page. The pages are double-sided. Mishen Nigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol Harizeh En Gola. If, from when he dies, if from when his trial is finished, right, it's declared that he goes into Golos, right? If after that, but before he actually manages to go into Golos, the Kohen Gadol dies, then he does not go into Golos. The reason why is because he actually only goes into Golos until the Kohen Gadol dies. So if Golos was decreed upon him and he just happened to Bemetzius not have done it before the Kohen Gadol dropped dead, then he never has to go into Golos, and the Golos Dom can't kill him after that, right? Okay, he's a member of the community in good standing after that. Im ad sheloi nigmar dinoi meis kohen gadol manu achar tachtav lachar mikein nigmar dinoi chozer misasoi shel sheni. If during his trial the kohen gadol died, and then after that they picked a new kohen gadol, right? Again, before his trial was finished up, chozer b'misasoi shel sheni. He will return from the Ir Miklat to his home only when the second Kohen Gadol dies. Right? The Kohen Gadol who counts, the Kohen Gadol was around when he was actually sent to Golos. Nigbar Dinoi below Kohen Gadol. If he went to the Golos and there was no Kohen Gadol at that stage, but the Kohen Gadol had died and they hadn't chosen a new one. Veha Hori Kohen Gadol, somebody who actually murdered the Kohen Gadol. It's a singular honor. The Kohen Gadol Shekharag, or a Kohen Gadol who himself was the murderer. Oi. Yeah. Einoi Yoitzei Misham Le'ilam. He can never leave the Ir Mikla. We're not going to focus on that halacha, but sure. It's there. Right. Ve'einoi Yoitzei Le'ilidus Mitzvah, Le'ilidus Manon, Le'ilidus Nefashos. He doesn't leave the Ir Mikla under any circumstances. He does not go for Eidus Mitzvah. You mean a mitzvah to give Eidus. So, for example, Eidus HaChodesh. If he saw the new moon, normally there's an obligation on anybody who sees the new moon to drop whatever they're doing and go to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim to give Eidus that they saw a new moon, so the Beis Din HaGadol will know about it. He doesn't.
Great. Important question.
Go ahead.
Does he have to stay in the Ir Mikla because of an obligation on himself? Or does he only have to stay there because he's scared of God?
That's exactly the topic of this year.
Oh, okay.
Right? Leilidus mitzvah, fine. Leilidus mammon, if he has Eidus about somebody who borrowed some money or something, nope, doesn't go. No, Leilidus nefashos, if he saw another person commit murder, he cannot leave to give Eidus. Under no circumstance shall he leave.
Even for Ore Lerego?
Under no circumstances will he leave.
Then it's Bichai Karet of not bringing the Korban Pesach.
Under no circumstances will he leave. That's what the Mishnah means.
It's quite hectic.
It's quite hectic.
I'd rather live outside and risk being killed instead of getting carried.
I don't think you get carried in that case. You're honest. What can you do?
V'afilu Yisrael tzrichim lo. Even if Yisrael need him, v'afilu sar tzval shel Yisrael ke Yoav ben Tzriah. Even if he's as
Just like Yoav ben Tzruiah. Yoav ben Tzruiah was David HaMelech's big time general who won lots of battles, and he was this amazing, not such a nice person, but an amazing general. Like, whatever, it doesn't matter. He doesn't leave under no circumstances. Eino yotzei misham la'olam. Shenemar asher nas shama, because the pasuk says that he will flee to there. Right? Sham tehei dirasa, there he will live. Sham tehei misaso, there he will die. Sham tehei kfuraso, there he will be buried. Right? No, that's actually a big deal, because normally, do you know how burial was conducted in the time of Chazal, or frankly in the time of Tanakh? So the way they would do it is they would put you basically on a slab in a cave for about a year. Now, our minhag is what we do is we bury you, and then a year afterwards we put on a matzefa. Right? The way place where that, the reason, do you ever wonder why we do that? So it comes from this. What they do is they would leave him on the slab for a year, and then they would come back after a year.
Just,
when,
like, just like leave him on a slab?
In a cave, right? In his family's burial cave. The family had a burial cave.
Each family had a burial cave.
Rich families had a burial cave.
And if you didn't?
Then you didn't have a burial cave.
So how did you do it?
You got buried some other way. It's not our cave. You don't have to be buried this way. This is just the way they did it, right? And they would leave, and they would leave him there until all of his flesh rotted away, and there was only bones. And then when there was only bones, so they'd push him down into this basically this pit in the cave where all the family's bones were together. That was the way they buried people. What? You can actually see this. If you go, you can go to cemeteries in Israel. I'm sure they'll take you to them over the course of the year, where you can see that these caves are still there. Like, we found them. Right? By the way, so I don't know if Marat Machpelah probably actually is not like that. Marat Machpelah is the exception, right? And, right, yeah. Vayasef el avesav, the pasuk calls being dying, right? Vayasef el avesav. It's literal. You're being collected to your fathers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I didn't know they just aren't mass graves.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know they aren't just mass graves.
We found like writings and stuff. They describe how they did it. It's very clear. No. Right? Also, the caves were named after their families. And there's a place near Haifa, which was actually a very big place, where they found Rebbe's grave. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
I mean, they think it's Rebbe's grave. They've got good writings that it's Rebbe's grave.
And they do it in the exact same way?
Yeah. That was how they buried people.
What about in Tveria? That's the cemetery, like, of the Rambam.
Oh, no. But at that time, I mean, leaving aside whether or not the Rambam was actually buried there, it's not the point right now. But no, by that time, they weren't burying like that anyway. Okay, fine. Come to Hikrosa. This is a big deal, right? He won't be buried with his family, right? He will. That becomes his new place in Eretz Yisrael. He lives there in the Yer Miklat. That's his place, right? Keshem Sheha'ir Kolitas. Just like the ear, the city absorbs. Right, we'll accept him. Kach tchumakalate, so to the border areas, the fields and whatever, of the city will prevent the Goladam from killing him. Retzeach sheyatzach chutzatum matzoi Goladam. And if the Retzeach left the area of the city, right, and the Goladam found him, Rabbi Yosi emir mitzvah biyad Goladam v'riyosh v'shus biyad kol adam. There is a mitzvah on the Goladam to kill him. The mitzvah, the Goladam is obligated to kill him. And anybody else is allowed to if they want to. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rishus Biyad Goladam. No, the Goladam doesn't have to, but he can if he wants to. V'choladam. And here's the gears from the Mishnah. Either Chayav Alav or Ein Chayav Alav. So our gears of the Mishnah says Chayav Alav. The Rambam and Moshe Shvenim had a gears in the Mishnah about Ein Chayav Alav. If the Goladam killed, the Goladam is allowed to kill him. Everybody else is not allowed to, but they wouldn't be executed if they did. From the Goladam?
From
anyone. Specifically from other people, I would assume so, yeah, if they're not allowed to kill him.
So if he ends up killing the Goladam in self-defense?
I have no idea. Okay. Okay. So, right, that is the halacha. And the question becomes, what's the nature of this halacha? So, prima facie, you can understand in two ways, right? You can say that he's going into Galus because that's a punishment. Right, his punishment or his kapara or something is to go into Galus. Right? You can alternatively understand it that, when Ari suggested, right, not his punishment to go into Galus. His punishment, if there is a punishment, is something else. Right? He's being sent to the Galus so the Goladam doesn't kill him. Right? It's a way of saving his life. It raises the specter of, is he actually obligated to go there, right? So the truth is that nobody said that, right? There's a third possibility, which we'll get to in a minute, right? There is a third way of understanding it, but those are the two simplest ways of understanding it.
Actually, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's only Rishut and the Kol Adam, then if they make peace, then doesn't the Rishut fall away? You know what I'm saying? He won't want to kill him anymore.
So like I said, nobody says that for another reason, we'll see. Right? Those are the two simplest understandings. The second one will have to be modified. It's not false, but it will have to be modified. Now, the first one, I suggested, perhaps it's a punishment from the Golden Goals. This is deeply problematic. The Gemara seems to explicitly say against that. My time are abaye, kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer, ma, mi shegal akvar yitzar akshav, mi shelei gal akshav, eino din shelei yigle. Not right now. But Dilma hai da gala ha di gala ichparle hai da loy gala ichparle. So the question that he's asking is, why is it that if the Kohen Gadol drops dead before he can go into Golos, that he's potter? Right? And the Gemara suggests maybe he shouldn't, maybe he should go into Golos anyway, because the person who went to the Golos and the Kohen Gadol died got kapara. And the person who didn't go into Golos never got any kapara. Right, meaning the goal is that he has to go into Golos. He has to be somewhere other than where he is now. He has to be miserable. It's like the Chinuch says. He has to be miserable and he has to think about what he did and he has to say that he achatasi, avisi, pashati, he has to shuva what he did. For that he has to feel bad about it. He has to go into Golos. Right? So it says, hi, delegalio, miti galus ka michapra. Do you really think, the Gemara asks, that Golos is mechaper, that Golos is his atonement? Misas Kohen Hu de Mechapra. No, the Kohen Gadol's dying is what's Mechaper. L'chora, this is a very, very large problem for saying that the point is dafka for him to go to Golos. If you say that, no, the point is for the Kohen Gadol to die. Now, then that itself has to be explained. But,
Wouldn't that put like a cross on the Kohen Gadol's head?
There actually is a Mishnah which says that the Kohen Gadol's mothers used to send gifts to people who were in the Ari Miklat, so that they wouldn't daven for the Kohen Gadol to die.
Early on in the Gemara, when we're talking about why the Eidim Zomanim get whipped instead of going into Gadol, we say because they don't need that kind of kapara.
So there is, Ari Akril points out, there does seem to be a Gemara in the first paragraph which calls Kapara. In addition, this is problematic. If you look in the continuation of the Gemara, so later on, the Gemara says Tana. Tana. Kohen Gadol, if he dies before the Kohen Gadol drops dead, then they bring his bones back. He doesn't get buried near a miklat. Right? It says the Ritzach will be returned to his land. So meaning, what's a yeshiva, a settlement that's in the land? Presumably it's his burial. Okay. What that means is that even if you say that Golos is mechaper or Mises Kohen Gadol is mechaper for sure, his own death is mechaper. Right? That's clear because he's allowed to come back. He's allowed to be buried in his own land. Presumably, if he didn't manage to go into Golos before the Kohen Gadol died, then he will have to be buried right there. I assume is what the Mishnah means. Okay. Havi Amerzagura. Nigmar dina v'nase Kohen ben grusha oivin chalutza. What if he dies and then the Kohen, they found out that Kohen Gadol was actually a chalal? Right, remember we discussed this in the first parak. The Kohen Gadol was the son of a grusha or the son of a chalutza, and therefore he wasn't a valid Kohen. He couldn't be Kohen Gadol. Pligi bar Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka have a machlikus in this case. So one of them says that Nachinami, the Kohen Gadol was just never a Kohen Gadol, and it says no, his trial happened when there was no Kohen Gadol.
So therefore he has to stay.
So therefore, yeah, he stays there forever.
He gets buried.
Yeah, therefore he stays there forever.
Cool.
I mean, until he dies, then they can bring his bones back. Right? We just said that if he dies in the Yom Kippur, they bring his bones back.
Doesn't the pasuk say he gets buried there?
So I assume that what it means is that if he goes to... if he does not go into Golos, then before the Kohen Gadol dies or something, then he... Or if the Golos just kills him, then his bones will be taken there. Right? But there is one daya. Sorry, there is a batla kohen. It's as though he died with. It's as though his trial happened with no kohen gadol, which is intuitive, right? What do you think? The kohen gadol was not a valid kohen, so it says that there was no kohen gadol. That's the obvious answer.
Didn't we say by that case he gets buried in miklat?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, fine. So his bones aren't returned.
No, his bones are returned. The Mara is explicit that his bones are returned if he dies in the miklat. Sounds like it must be if he dies if not in the Yom HaKlat, that his bones are taken, that his bones are taken to be buried in the Yom HaKlat. Pashtus. Right? No? I think.
Wait, there was a pasuk.
Asher Yonoshama? The pasuk doesn't explicitly talk about burial. The Mishnah Darshan's to talk about burial. Okay. Right, and one person says, no, Mesa Kehuna, it means the Kohen Gadol died. If you found out that the Kohen Gadol was actually not a Kohen at all, he was a Chalal, so it's as though he died. Where was his Kapara? Who died? Normally we say somebody has to die. Right, that's the Ramban's big chap in Korbanos. The animal dies in your place. Right, you're really chayav misa, but you bring the animal, and the animal, the Kohen kills the animal, and that's as though he killed you symbolically, and then you're potter. Right, there are other cases. We'll discuss cases like that soon. Who died? Right.
Surely it's quite.
Where's his kapara?
Surely it's embarrassing for the Kohen Gadol to be.
The Kohen Gadol's embarrassment is going to be mechaper for the Resech Shkaga. We're really stretching it here.
It does say somebody, if you embarrass somebody in public, it's as if you killed them.
I think we're stretching the definitions a little here. Okay. Fine. So, where am I going with this? Well, if you go to the end of the Daf Makoros, right, so with regard to the possibility, so look at. Hang on. What? I'm missing my chorus that I put on here. No. If I need to, I will, but I prefer not. I'm loading my email to. I'll read it from my email now. So when I'm upping. Do I have the whole Daf Makoros here? No. What on earth happened? I lost like half my Daf Makoros. It's very annoying. Okay. So, firstly, the Gemara seems to imply that when he goes into Galus. The Gemara seems to imply that Galus is mechaper, right? So the question got asked, okay, but what if he makes a deal with the Galus? Can he stay? So look, look at the Radak right at the end. So the Radak is on the parasha of Galus in Yeshua, right? It says Venas Nuloim, right? So the pasuk says Venas Nuloim, the Zikne Yahir will give him a place in the Yom Kippur. My Pirusha Razal, I have no idea what he's quoting, I did not find this. I really don't. Shelo yehei soicher bayis kol yemei shivtoi sham. Sheneimar v'nasal emekam. He won't have to rent. They'll give him a house there. When does somebody get something for free and it's wrong? What's the case where somebody gets something for free and it's wrong, gets land for free? What's the one case we know of? What? Or think, how? Why does somebody inherit? What land does he inherit?
His father's. Someone who's died.
It goes back right to the Chalukas Haaretz. The family has land. Right at the beginning, when we settled in Eretz Yisrael, we got it for free.
Okay.
The Radak is saying his place in Eretz Yisrael is in that city. Right? Now the truth is, if we look,
the mitzvah of galus, right? So there is a mitzvah to set aside Ari Miklat. All Rishonim, as far as I know, count a mitzvah, all the mitzvahs count a mitzvah to set aside Ari Miklat for a Ritzach Shtava. Right? Then the Rambam has a mitzvah, which we'll get to in a minute, for the Ritzach to run there when he goes there. When he kills the Shtava, he has a mitzvah to run there, to run away. All the other Rishonim count that mitzvah differently. They count the mitzvah that the Beis Din have to exile him.
So it's a mitzvah on the Beis
Din. On the Beis Din to make sure he goes there. Why? Why is there this mitzvah on the Beis Din to go there?
To make him go there.
Sorry?
Why is it a mitzvah on the Beis Din?
Yeah, why did it have to? That's a Rambam. I can prove it's in the Rambam in a minute, but that's obviously the Rambam. It's obviously, it's his mitzvah. It's not, I mean, even if I do have a peripheral responsibility to make sure he does what he needs to get kapara, the primary responsibility certainly falls on him.
What about when the Beit Din kills somebody? The Beit Din is obligated to kill somebody, and that killing acts as a kapara.
Firstly, somebody's not allowed to kill themselves. And secondly, specifically Mrs. Beis Din is mechaper, right, as opposed to other things. And thirdly, there are other reasons for Mrs. Beis Din. It's not just for chapara. It also mechaper, but that's not the only reason for it. So it might be to protect him, right? But still, then why can't the Beis Din negotiate with the Goldam? He could say that I have to be certain. Right? I don't think so. If you look... So now we're getting closer, right? But still not quite. If you look, I've given you Pesukim from Dvarim, right? Right on the first page. Right at the end, it says, V'chi yeh ish sonei l're'ehu. If there's somebody who hates his fellow, ve'arav lo'i, and he plots against him or something, right? Ve'kamala ve'hikol nafesh, and he kills him. Right, v'meis, and he dies. V'nas elachas arimayil, and he runs to one of these cities. V'shal chuzik ne'eru v'lachul shim son. V'nas noise biyad go'al hadam v'meis. The Beis Din will send, they'll bring him back, and they'll give him over to go'al hadam, and he'll be killed.
If it's meisit.
Presumably in the case of no edim asra or something. Right, we've discussed these cases which are meisit, but that they haven't for whatever reason met the standard that you can execute him.
We said by those cases that patch.
Okay. Loisa Hussein Khala of Yartara Manakimi Israel Tovlach. So there's a din of Yarta Damanaki, right? You have to expunge this blood from among the people of Israel. In addition, oh, this is also in the Daf Makoros, which apparently got lost. There's a pasuk in Bamidbar. In the pasukim on Bamidbar, the pasukim say the following: Loisa chanifu es haaretz. Right? It also says Loisa tamu es eretz achuzaschem. You won't be metame the aretz. You shouldn't be machanif the aretz. You shouldn't. I don't know. Lachanif. Not totally clear what it means here. A disgrace or something. Whatever. To have this person live where he is, right, is in of itself problematic. Rashi says, it says, Loisi kofer l'nefesh ritzeach. Right, you shouldn't take money from somebody who's a ritzeach, to prevent his, to not, so that his punishment won't be exacted upon him.
What?
If somebody's a murderer, you shouldn't let him pay his way out of punishment.
Okay.
You know, the Muslims have that, right? If you kill someone, you can pay off their family instead of executing it. Getting executed. Right? So Torah says don't do that. Torah says also to do that. Now the Ramban interprets it, like I just said, right? Shutta Shal Mikra, he says, is that you shouldn't take money from somebody instead of executing him. Right? Rashi says, no, you shouldn't take money from somebody instead of sending him to a near Miklat. Right? It's bad for Israel and it's bad for Jewish society to have this person stay where he is. Right? The Smag has this mitzvah that the Beis Din should send him to the Ir Miklat. Why? They're the same thing, right? There's a problem with keeping him here. A goofa problematic.
That's fine. That is the... As far as it's... Yeah, but I think we'll do it in the best midrash. Okay. If that's the other Rishon. Let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam in Halacha Perkei Halachav Korag Mishkaga Goyle Midina Sheharale Yule Ari Miklat Perkei Halachav. I've got it on Yoshi, I think. Unless you've got an even older version of my Daf and Koras than what I have here. It's on the second page at the bottom. Right. Right. The point is that anybody who's already Mishkaga Goyle, he should go there and he should settle in his ear miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Go to we'll skip Halacha Yud for a minute. Actually, no, that's not. Let's read Halacha Yud. Echad ha-horgo b'dera, kodem she yikonetz l'ir miklato, osher haragoy b'chazi roso, ima shnaim shomer noisoy. So either way, they kill him on the way to ir miklat, but they kill him when he's coming back with the two who are talmidei chamim who are guarding him. Right? Nichnatz l'ir miklato b'yatzachutz l'tumah b'zodoin. If he goes into the miklat and he leaves b'mezid, right? He leaves deliberately. He doesn't leave accidentally. Right? Harei zehi kirat mo'il miso. He's allowed himself to be killed. Virashus the Godam, the Ragoy and the Godam is allowed to kill him. Pastor Rabbi Ram, Pastor Rabbi Kiva, Vim Haragoy, Kaladam, Ein Chayav and Alam, Shinarmal and Nadam. Right? And anybody else kills him, they're not Chayav Misa. Right? Remember the Shabbat Misa. Yatzachum, Chutzat Chum Yermikot, Vishkaga. Right? But if he leaves the Chum of the Yermikot accidentally, Kolha Harugoy, Bengal Adam, Ben Char Adam, Goylal Yadai. Anybody who kills him, whether it's the Goldam, whether it's somebody else, will go into Golos because of him, if they do it accidentally, if they do it deliberately. If they kill him inside the city, even if it's the Goldam, he gets executed. Anyone, there's a din. If he leaves, amazing. If he leaves deliberately, then the Goldam is allowed to kill him. If he leaves accidentally, then the Goldam is not allowed to kill him. He didn't realize he was leaving the city. Why? It's presumably because he didn't really leave the city, right?
Yeah.
As it, technically, he's not within the bounds of the city right now.
He was finding it.
But he didn't leave the city. It's like you go somewhere outside of somewhere for a second. You haven't left the place that you live.
Yeah.
That's the Chorab Shah, right? Okay. Go. If we go to Perek Zayin, I've given you some halachas from Perek Zayin as well. Hagole ina yoytim ir miklatei le'olam. Somebody goes in Golos and never leaves the ir miklat. Ve'afilu dvar mitzvah fru mitzvah le'edus ben edus mamim ben edus nefashos, or to do or for edus, doesn't matter. Ve'afilu hatzil nefesh be'edusoy, and even to save someone he doesn't leave, or le'hetzi miyad ha'gayis, or to save someone from being enlisted into a goyish army, or miyad ha'nahar, or from a river, or miyad ha'dleke, and even to save someone's life, he cannot leave. Or mina mapolis, or from... Yeah, no, those details aren't in the Mishnah, or in the Gemara. Until the Kohen Gadol dies. And if he leaves, then he's allowed to. But if after the death of the Kohen Gadol, he then is like everybody else. Okay. Fine. I'm missing halachas that I needed. Oh, I mean, I have one of them here. Anyway, right. Shalom. The imhar gogol adam amner alav, and if the gogol adam kills him, he'll be killed. Shekvar niskaper lebe galuta. So, because his golus was already mechaper. Okay, so how do you stem the Rambam and the Gemara? It's not the biggest problem in the world. You can always say that the mitzvah kohen gadol is the Gemara kapara. It's what ends the kapara. Right, but really, what the Ikar Kapara is, not that, that's fine. Right? The important thing for the Rambam, the Golas is the Kapara. Right? Which is, like I said, you don't have any Adon Yodach Makaris because unfortunately, right, you're apparently decided to go crazy and did not save the new version of the Daf Makaris that I made. But when I sent out the Daf Makaris, which I printed there after, 20 minutes of trying, but in principle, right, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs has it as a mitzvah on the Ritzeach to go to Golas, not on the Beis Din, and he's the only Rishon that I found who counts it that way.
It also seems like it's a reshut of the Golas Adam too.
I mean, that everybody passes on Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. But that's standard rules of Pesach. Everyone passes on Rabbi Akiva, right? But the point being, the his kapara is to go into Golas.
If he doesn't, can he would be considered if he was Shagadir or not?
I suppose so. I'm not really sure. Maybe. Anyway, okay, fine. That is, if so. Now, I wanted to talk briefly. If you think it's the Misa of the Kohen Gadol, he's really just going to Golos because A, we don't like him and we don't want him to stay where he is. And B, even if we did like him, the Gadol Adam is going to kill him. Right? Why is it the Misa of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper? So I wanted to show two cases where somebody kills someone and he's really high of Misa, but something else works. This, by the way, also justifies the Rambam. Right? So it says, the Pesukim from Shmos, V'chi yigach shoras isha yis isha v'meisa kol isa kel asha v'leya tel pesaro v'alashanet. So if somebody's animal kills somebody else, then you have to kill the animal. Fine. V'im shor nagaku, and if it was an animal that was dangerous, you knew it was dangerous, min hol shoshon, blah, 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 details I'm not going to go into right now, v'le ish merenu, v'he mis isha yisha asha yisa kel v'gam ba'alav yimus. If it was a dangerous animal and you did not guard the animal properly, you did not prevent it from killing someone, then you're chayav misa, says the pasuk. Im kofer yishas alav, in asam b'pinyon nashoy kechol asher yishas alav. But you can pay your way out of it. In that case, you can actually pay your way out of it. The pasuk says explicitly, you can pay the kofer. Remember, we discussed in the first perek. Right? Similarly, the Ramban has a very famous discussion, which I've put on the page for you because you should all read it. I'm not going to read it inside now, I don't have time. You bring a korban and the animal dies in your stead. You are a chayav misa, says the Ramban, but the animal dies instead of you. Right? So this explains two things. Firstly, it explains why the Kohen Gadol dying would help for Rishonim who say.
It comes up.
And for the Rambam, right? So what the Rambam is saying, you go into Golos and that's the kapara. If you leave the city, the Rambam has this funny lashon, hitiras milim misa, you allow yourself to be killed. What do I mean you allow yourself to be killed? So I think what the Rambam means is this. And in the Rambam thinks you killed someone, and you're a chayav misa for that. You're really chayav misa. Right? You killed someone. If your animal killed someone, then kol shekein, if you kill someone, you're chayav misa. We let you get out of it by going into Golos. If you don't obey the rules, then it's all over. Then we're right back to the same chayav misa place that we started. Okay. Seder Tam, the Beis Midrash, and we'll do Am Yomi.